Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I think it's time that we start having conversations with men about resting in the reality that you are allowed to evolve as well. What I will say is that as that evolution happens, that women have an opportunity to experience a more vulnerable side of manhood.
Can y'all help me welcome to the table for the first time, my dear friend, Sarah J. Roberts.
I'm not afraid of darkness because I carry the light. I'm not afraid of dying of flavor because I am the salt of the earth.
I'm going to serve you. Like, I'm used to like, what can I take from you or what can I get from you? What is it that I really want from a partner that would make me better?
Power moves. You're definitely making power moves. But then I started reading the book. I was like, she's not talking about just power moves. You're talking about how power can move you and move things.
Because I recognize that in order for me to be effective in any of the things that I'm doing, that it relies on my...
Today's show is going to be a show that's going to be... I believe a show that I don't know where it's going to go, because anytime this young lady comes on my show, it could just go all over the place. But that's why she is always welcomed here at the table. You know, this is one of the strongest voice, not just the strongest voice, but one of the most profound, loving, caring, sincere, authentic, real, raw, loving voices in today's day and time. It's the one and only Sarah Jace Roberts. And I got to put Roberts at the end of that because, you know, her husband is the I call him the general, such a legend in the gospel and the business world. But today's show is going to be something special. And I really want y'all to dial in and dive in, because what Sarah Jace has built, what she has done with her life, and this amazing new book that she has coming out right now called Power Moves. I mean, it is so powerful that it moved me to go back to therapy last month when I got the early copy. And there were some things inside of this book that convicted me. So today's show is going to be different. I don't know where it's going to go, but I do know Sarah is in the building. And so, y'all, I promise you, this is not going to be a show that like what you've seen before. But before we get to my dear sister, listen, 2 quick things. Number one, hey, some of y'all who are still dating me, you know, you're still dating me right now. And here's the truth. 70% of you all are dating me. And when I say dating me, this means that you're watching the show, you're consuming the content, but you haven't joined the community. You haven't joined the family. And do not forget, here at the table, we are all about expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom. Today's show, we're going to get a glimpse of that, right? But at the same time, I want you to dial in. So if you can, do me a quick favor. Hit that subscribe button and the bell notification if you're watching this on YouTube. And please, if you're listening to this on podcast, and y'all, can y'all believe it? We made it into the top 100 of the podcast. So thank you, audio listeners, for joining this community and listening. But if you are on the podcast and you haven't subscribed, do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. And number two, I want to thank today's sponsor of the show, Chime, for sponsoring this amazing show. Listen, as we are helping you get money back into your bank accounts, save money, get out of debt, you need a solid checking account that doesn't have ATM fees, that doesn't have any hidden fees, and that will pay you 2 days early. That's right, 2 days early. As a matter of fact, check out this quick commercial from them right now. What's going on, family? Listen, every day is a chance to make progress. Whether it's sticking to your budget, saving a little extra, or treating yourself to that guilty pleasure takeaway. And let's be real, we all need those little wins to keep us motivated and moving forward. Speaking of wins, though, let me tell you about my friends over at Chime. You see, I used to get hit with these hidden fees left and right, and it felt like I was constantly playing the financial game whack-a-mole. But when I discovered Chime, no more monthly fees and no maintenance fees, just smooth selling all the way. So now, what set Chime apart is that it's not just a bank, it's a community. With Chime, you're not just another account number, you're a part of something much bigger. And I want you to join millions of us Chimers who are making strides towards our financial goals. You see, with Chime, you get paid 2 days early, no monthly fees, and access to over 60,000 ATMs for free nationwide. Plus, when you give your friend a boost, a little bit of extra money, and they can boost you right back for no fees. It's like having each other's back in a financial game. So here's the deal. I want you to head over to chime.com/TTAO and enter promo code TTAO. When you open up a Chime checking account and activate your debit card, they're going to give you some lunch money. That's right. They're going to give you $10 right in your bank account. That is $10 for simply doing what you're doing, and that's opening up a Chime account. So what are you waiting for? Let's make progress together, $1 at a time. And speaking of progress, let's get back to today's show. So listen, go check them out. My friends over there at Chime, but I don't want to prolong this show because I know it's going to be amazing. Can y'all help me welcome to the table for the first time, my dear friend, Sarah J. Roberts. What's up, sis?
What's up? Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. Okay. You know, because I've been sitting here thinking about, like, okay, I watched all of your interviews.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, they talked about this, they talked about that. Okay, Anthony, we can't talk about none of that because there is so much about you. But I saw at ILS your sermon.
Mm.
And I got to say, out of the 15 years of watching you from where you're going now, and I can't wait to see what the next 15 years do with you and your husband and your family, right? But that sermon at ILS was just phenomenal.
Thank you.
I stood up and the Spirit made me sit down.
Mm.
And I just wanted to sit there and just listen and just take it all in. Because you were talking about I am all that.
Yeah.
And you were mom, entrepreneur, wife, sister, daughter, friend, all of that. And there's this intersection piece of that in your new book called Power Moves. When I first saw it, I was like, Power Moves? You're definitely making power moves. But then I started reading the book. I was like, she's not talking about just power moves. You're talking about how power can move you and move things. I want to talk about this, though. How was it that, Sarah, you are able to do all of this because you are all of that? How are you able to do all of this and still be Sarah?
Mm.
That is the thing I really want to dive into because, you know, I'm in an interesting season of my life. And I feel sometimes powerless because I feel like I'm just so drained in other places.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like that sometimes?
I mean, certainly I feel tired energy-wise. Sometimes I may feel overwhelmed with my projects. Mm. But there's not necessarily anything that I'm doing that makes me feel powerless. Mm. Yeah. And I think that has a lot to do with me doing some of the work that's in the book.
Mm.
Because I recognize that in order for me to be effective in any of the things that I'm doing, that it relies on my authenticity.
Wow.
And I think the illusion is that it relies on my knowledge, it relies on my intellect and experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas those are the things that supplement what I do, but the core component of everything I do relies on authenticity.
Mm.
And there is a humility with authenticity that removes the pressure to perform perfectly in all of these different roles. And absence of the need to perform perfectly, there is an opportunity to be liberated with what you can do and what you can't do, and to be able to communicate that in those spaces where I function in a way that allows me to feel like I still have some power in all that I do.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love how you said that, too, because I can get that for myself. And I am. I'm learning. You know, you're the only person on my show that kind of, like, checked me on my own show?
And it went a little viral.
I was like...
Well, you stressed me, and and I had to fix it.
You're the only one. Do you remember what we were talking about?
I do remember. We were talking about gender roles.
We were.
And?
And legacy.
And what did you say?
Mm-hmm. I said, only Sarah Jace Roberts can check me. Actually, then your sister came right behind you like 6 months later, and Anita Phillips, and tried to check me again. I'm like, you know what? You're definitely Sarah Jace. Because only y'all two can come for me. But I want to go back to that because it's like I'm watching you grow, and one of the relationships I follow, because clearly me dating and me being in relationships has not worked. I'm winning with money, but I'm clearly failing in a relationship space. And I follow Torre.
Yeah.
Like I follow and I watch how he maneuvers with you. And I will be honest, you convicted me on that show. You know, and I got to rewind and just apologize to the world.
Praise the Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
It went specifically. Let's talk about, let's not just do it to the world. Let's be real specific in our apologies.
Real specific, okay. Real specific. Because I was like, do you think a woman should go out there and build a legacy and build dreams without a man? And you was like, absolutely. Like, she should go and build. And then when he comes, they build together. And so, ladies, I'm sorry. We good?
Can we?
Whoa.
Can we go a little bit deeper?
Whoa.
Sarah. I just feel like I will say this. I feel like an apology that acknowledges harm is beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
But I think that, you know, a recognition of why it was problematic allows for a person to feel like the, you know, likelihood of it occurring again.
I've never said it again.
Okay, but why are you sorry that you said it?
Because I think ladies definitely should be building. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because when I look at how I was raised, and what I'm learning is, see, that's why I don't like when Sarah comes on my show.
Okay.
Because this happens every time, and even when I did yours, it always comes like this. Only Sarah Jace and Sarah Jace Roberts and Anita Phillips. But no, we're here to talk about your book.
We can, power's moving right now. Power is moving right now.
No, I love it. What was the question that you asked me?
You said growing up, we were talking about a woman building a legacy.
Yes.
And why you have reframed your original thoughts.
You know, one of the things I'm doing in therapy right now, and Empower is moving, and it's not just moving in here, but I think it's been moving throughout me over these last, as I'm transitioning over to 40, I went to therapy and we were talking about how I was raised, and I never really understood the power of how your parents can impact you without you knowing.
Right.
And I never saw my mother's really build anything outside of my father.
Mm-hmm.
And then as well, I got to say this correctly so my mama won't get upset because she's watching.
Hate to see you get whooped.
I know, because that happens in the Black culture. Sheila, I don't care if you are 40, I would still whoop your mom. But you know, my mom, and I think, my mom was young. And the way that she did my biological father with her husband now, that impacted me without even knowing that it impacted me. I found out when I was like 21, 22. And I was like, wow. And when I went to therapy about 6 months ago, we started this conversation. And she was like, so your comment around legacy, because my therapist didn't even know this, has been following me for the last 10 years before she became my therapist, saw that show. And she was like, okay, so that show you did with Sarah, like, you meant that. And I was like, I think I did mean it, but I meant it without understanding what I was saying.
Mm.
Because I never saw that before.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're writing this book and you're having this conversation with ladies and I'm watching you build, what would you recommend to ladies right now who do hear men say, you know, don't do anything, don't build, just wait. Because what I'm hearing now is if a woman is building something, if she's using that power to build something, most men are going to be turned off and not want to go down that road with her.
I have less advice for her and more advice for the man that is intimidated by that woman.
Talk to us.
I think that we have to realize that power is not just moving within us, which is why the book is, a portion of the book is about power moving within us. Okay. But there's this other reality that even within cultural norms, that power is moving. Mm. And as we seek to dissect toxic masculinity, as we see the rise of women in corporate spaces and entrepreneurship, we see a transition of power that's taken place.
Yes.
And in the midst of that transition of power, I think that men can often wonder, where do I fit in this transition?
Yeah.
If I'm no longer the alpha male,
yeah.
if it's no longer the man's world, but it is our world,
yeah.
where do I fit? I think the onus is on the man to consider, how have messages about power, messages about relationships framed a paradigm that makes him feel that the only way he can be powerful is if he is making a certain amount of money or if he is progressing further than a woman is? Is there a world in which a man says, you know what? Actually, she makes more money than I do, and I take care of home, and that is what works for our relationship. This is a reality. And so I think that men are deserving of an opportunity to be liberated by the pressure, or from the pressure, rather, of constantly having to perform and to show up in a definition of strength that was always unrealistic. That was always unrealistic, that always kept them from crying, kept them from identifying their needs, maybe kept them from being creative, like they had to do X, Y, and Z. And I would ask them to dissect the mentalities that have perhaps restricted them and as a result have made them feel the only way that they can be powerful in a relationship is if a woman is willing to restrict herself. We've had enough messages to women about what they need to do in relationships.
Facts.
Be pure, wear the skirts down to your floor, be small. Right. Like, I don't have any more messages for women on how to be in a relationship or to pursue a man. I think it's time that we start having conversations with men about resting in the reality that you are allowed to evolve as well. What I will say is that as that evolution happens, that women have an opportunity to experience a more vulnerable side of manhood that allows for intimate relationships. And so maybe as a sidebar caveat, I would tell those women that as your man begins to, or men in general, begin to come to a place of healing, of emotional expression,
yeah.
that we have a responsibility to make sure that we have the capacity to not want to be in our power, but also rob them of the ability to be in their power just because it looks different than maybe how the world has defined power historically.
Sarah Jakes Roberts. That's hard to do.
I know, that's hard.
And I think it's because I think men, we have a problem. Imply this. I know me and the men in my circle, we want that. We just don't, I don't know if we feel safe to do that, if that makes sense. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, I would say if we could stop talking macro and get more micro. Like, because here's the one thing that I feel I have discerned from your messages, from your podcast, from your posture as it relates to relationships is you want someone who does not want you for your money.
Absolutely.
You want someone who sees you for who you are.
I just want to be Anthony Bernard O'Neill. I'm tired of being AO.
You want someone who will engage on the journey of helping you even figure out who that is. Because the reality is with anyone, we're not always even sure what that identity is or what it is becoming. And you want a safe space that allows you to explore that without feeling judged.
Facts.
That person is going to have to come to the table with a sense of financial security and purpose and vision in order for you to feel safe enough that they're not coming for your money.
So you're just going to take over the table today, Sarah? Is that what we're doing?
Everything's fine. Everything is fine.
I mean, that's true. I mean, that's true. And I think for me, it's like, I know there's so much inside of me that I have not tapped into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and I've never said this too, and I literally just got out of therapy on Friday. And there's still some healing in me I got to do.
Everybody's on a journey, though.
You know? And it's like, that's why when I was reading your book, I was even getting a little bit emotional because I was like, man, this is a real good book because we're talking about the power that moves things. And it's not just inner, like you said, it's external as well. But there are some things on the inside of me that has to move.
Yeah.
There really is. And I think the reason why I'm not seeing what I want to see externally is because it hasn't happened internally just yet.
That's when God first gave me the revelation for the book, it made so much sense in my head, but I questioned whether or not I translated it onto paper because...
Heck yeah.
Power to me is the ability to affect something strongly.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we have that ability, we show up into the world differently. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes that ability is hijacked, co-opted by trauma, by shame, by pride, yeah, by ego. And now where we were supposed to have the power to be authentic and talented and humble and confident, our shame, our trauma, our pride, our ego holds our power hostage. Mm-hmm. And so the beauty of the message is that power moves. Mm-hmm. Just because shame, trauma, ego has your power, mm-hmm, it doesn't mean that it can keep it. And many times we think that, okay, that happened to me. Now my fear is more powerful than my faith. Now my shame has power. And this is just how things are. No, this isn't just how things are. Yeah. Power moves. And if we are willing to confront those areas where our power is being held hostage by people pleasing or other people's expectations, if we confront them and we introduce new mindsets, new belief systems, then we can move that power into a space of liberation. Mm. And I think it's very encouraging to know where your power has been lost,
yeah,
to know what is holding your power hostage. Yeah. And then it's encouraging as well to be able to say, I'm going to go get that power back.
Yeah.
And that journey is one that allows you to experience fruitfulness and confidence that shows up in your life.
You know, Sarah, I'm going to ask you this question. Y'all been married for 10 years now, right?
It'll be 10 years in November.
So you can give me relationship advice.
Okay.
We can do it. Why are you rolling your eyes?
I didn't say anything. All I did was roll my eyes. I didn't say anything.
You know, I lost my power, and I got to say this right, and I've identified it. I could leave dating someone real quick. Mm. I mean real quick. 60 days, 90 days, quick. The reason why is because my father loved the heck out of my mom. Mm. My mom left him instantly and married and eloped with another man. And when I hear my dad's side of the story, I didn't realize every time he talked about it, it was being ingrained inside of me.
Yeah.
And then as I was growing, every time I got close to someone.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, you're not about to do me like my mama did my dad.
Yeah.
And then I would run the opposite way. And I'm like, in therapy, and what sparked this conversation was your book. Mm. It was because I was like, wow, that has power over me.
Yeah.
The fear of falling in love, being emotional, opening up, and then the next day, the next week, the next month, you could be gone.
Yeah.
And I just gave you everything. And I told my dad after that therapy session, man, I was like, Pops, we got to stop having this conversation.
Yeah.
Told my mom and my other father, said, hey, Pops, love you. You are my legal stepfather, but you're a father because you're the first man that I ever knew. I said, well, we got to stop having this conversation because I'm almost 40, and I didn't know that the reason why I have been running from relationships was because of this conversation. And so now that I'm in this process, I'm curious, Sarah, how, and this is not just me, it's a lot of people watching this show have this fear, right? How do we deal with relationships, not just dating though, just in general? How do we deal with in these relationships when we know this is the issue, this is what has power over me? How do we still maneuver as we're healing, as we're adjusting, and still have healthy relationships, and we're not turning those relationships toxic as well?
That is very layered, and I think that's an incredible epiphany. And I think it is an answer to prayers that God would allow the work of the book, the message of the book, to confront that, because that is very limiting.
Yeah,
I will say there is a confidence in knowing that you have the ability to not repeat the same experiences of your family. Mm-hmm. And this is not even just directed to you. I'm talking to anybody. A lot of times we talk about breaking generational curses, and then we want to know, like, how do we break them? We choose to live differently.
Yeah.
When people talk about who I am, I didn't just naturally become this person. This is who I choose to be. I choose to be a person of integrity. I choose to be someone who's willing to do the work. I choose to be someone who has tough conversations. I don't naturally want to have tough conversations. I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to be in ministry. You know, this is not my default settings, right? But God has revealed to me where He wants to place me. And my default settings don't always align with the characteristics of the person who I need to be to step into the call.
Okay.
And in order for me to step into the call, I'm going to have to make some choices. Some choices about what I believe, some choices about what I say, choices about the thoughts that I allow to stay in my mind. I may not be able to choose what crosses my mind, but just because it crosses my mind doesn't mean it gets to stay. So in my family, there are some patterns that have been incredibly helpful as it relates to us sticking together, love, tradition, joy, loyalty. There are some things that I would like to modify. And I'm not going to just sit back and see if they change on their own. I'm going to have to make some choices to have a different outcome. And I would encourage you to consider, what are some choices that I'm going to have to make as it relates to relationships? What are some beliefs that I'm going to have? I could throw out a few for you to consider. I could throw out a few.
What's what?
I think that you're going to have to believe that the cost of love, relationships, and vulnerability, whether it is for a lifetime or a season, is one that you can pay. That you are resilient enough that even if it doesn't work, that you would rather give your all and show up wholeheartedly than to give half of yourself and always wonder if you could have been the husband that you wanted to be. That's a choice and a belief that, like, whether this works or not, as God reveals to me that this is the person for me, I'm not saying every single person, you know what I mean? But I think as someone shows themselves as a part of God's plan for your life, that you're going to have to trust God. Mm-hmm. It's not even necessarily that I'm trusting you to stay. I'm trusting that as I have recognized that God has confirmed you're going to be in my life, that I cannot let God confirm who you are now and then me try and control what you could be later. If God says this is it for me right now, I'm going to let God continue to take care of whatever the outcome's going to be. And I'm going to make sure that I'm bringing all of myself to the table. And that same type of mindset, I'm sure it translates into what you do with your business. You've had to trust God with people, with, you know, ideas, without knowing what the outcome's going to be.
Facts.
But because you have experienced so much success in this one area, you're willing to take chances.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Chances here that you don't take in relationships.
Facts.
But that same formula exists in that I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I feel God's presence on it now. And whatever the outcome's going to be, I know I'm going to be okay because I've seen God take care of me in the past.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen God take care of you in the past because you haven't brought all of yourself in the past, then you doubt your ability for God to see you through whatever could happen. I think. Possibly.
No, I think you're right, Sarah. Seriously, I mean, I've learned a lot over the last, I would say, six months to a year. And especially with me clicking on 40, my mama said one thing to me. She said, hey, man, the most common denominator about everything is you. And I was like, yeah. So I've really been doing some deep, deep, deep search. And I think you're right. I don't bring all of me. I don't bring even all of me to even some friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time trusting. I'm a very private person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because when I'm hurt, it impacts everything around me.
Yeah.
You know, with me having, it's rough.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to bring that into my staff. I don't want to treat them wrong. I don't want to lose money. I don't want it to impact the business, you know, because they got families that are depending on me and my name. And so I'm like, okay, nah, I'm not going to trust you with that because that could hurt me. Then if I'm hurt, I know myself.
Can I say, when I first met PT, I was afraid of allowing someone so close into my world and giving them the ability to hurt me because I did not want to experience devastation. And I'm like, if this doesn't work or this or this, I'm going to try and keep a certain amount of me within my control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if I want to say this the right way, but like the idea of you not letting people in close to avoid loss that could be widespread,
mm-hmm.
it like feels honorable because it feels like you're protecting what you have built. But there's a possibility that what you have built will always stay this size because you don't let anyone in.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of me being with PT and risking that vulnerability, everything about me has been elevated and upgraded. I'd like to believe that I've done the same for him too, so there's reciprocity there, but you could be losing money by not letting people in. Like, maybe you're keeping the same money that you have, but like, maybe it could be multiplied. Maybe the vision could be broader. Maybe there's a touch point that you, like, you are limiting yourself to only that which you can do.
That's real.
As a result of not having divine partnership, divine connection that allows the vision to expand. PT, man, if it was not for PT's perspective on partnerships that have come my way, like, I've had the opportunity to work with icons of the culture. And I was excited. I'm a girl who grew up, like, R&B, hip-hop, yeah. like, entertainment stuff. And so for some of these people to ask things of me, I'm just all fan stuff, like, yes. Yeah. And PT's like, absolutely not. If you do X, Y, and Z, then you're going to be positioned here, and you don't want to just be that girl. It's going to limit you. And when I tell you within months, like, something has happened where this person ended up in controversy, or someone who did take the gig was limited there, or they were dragged on the internet. And because of how PT sees me, not how I see myself.
Wow.
Because I see myself as like, I'm this round the way girl, I'll do whatever, like, I'm kind of easygoing. PT's like, no, you are A-list. You are A-list. I'm maybe, maybe not, you know what I mean? But his belief in me being A-list has preserved my brand and my ability to show up in space. And he's like, okay, so you want to go on tour with somebody, or you could have your own tour. And yeah, maybe it won't be arenas, maybe you'll have to put the money up front, yeah. but you will be able to preserve the brand. And his perspective has allowed me to build something that I can be proud of.
Yeah.
And I just think that there's an opportunity for great increase when you have the right person in your life. And so, I don't know, you might be saving money, but you might be losing it.
Definitely saving money. I do that good.
Yes.
But I think I am. I mean, I am. I do believe that there is favor, because when I look at what you and PT have done, and I've studied PT's brain, his business brain.
Yeah, he's intelligent.
He is the most intelligent person, especially in the Christian space, outside of your amazing pops. You know, but I'm like, yeah, I see the moves. I could tell when that was a PT move with y'all's relationship. I was like, oh, that's PT all day long. I was watching him at Woman Evolve, and his brain was definitely there covering you, praying for you. But I also saw the business side of him work.
For sure.
And I'm like, okay, that's partnership.
It's almost so that, like, there came a point where people were like, you need an agent, you need a manager. And I'm like, I don't want to just be another name on a roster. Like, I want someone who understands why this is important, someone who will protect it, someone who will not be desperate. I tried an agent one time, and they were throwing, like, so many speaking things my way, but, like, they were, like, things that just weren't appropriate for who I am. Right. And not by appropriate, I mean, like, I'm not going to speak at Freaknik. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm not, like, there's just all money isn't good money. Like, I'm not just going to do any and everything.
Yeah.
And so I intentionally was like, babe, I don't need a manager. I just need you. And so all of my business stuff, I'm like, I run it by PT. And PT checks my motives. He checks my intentions. And he makes sure whatever comes my way is very strategic and acknowledges the sacrifice that it's going to take to do it.
You know, let's go right now. This is good. I'm loving it. I got to bring PT and you back on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because I think PT's example of being a strong man with you, a strong woman, like, there, what is that science? What is that science of, like, what did he have to do? Because I study. Sarah, when he's around you, when you get off the stage, you will pass everybody and you will find your husband and you will hug your husband.
Yeah.
And he will be right there on the side of the stage waiting for you and walking towards you as you walk in towards him.
Okay.
When you're up there preaching and you're going crazy, I see your dad, but then I see PT going in and just rooting for you.
Yeah.
But then I'll see other couples without naming no names.
Sure.
And I don't see that. I see a little bit of like, okay, you done? Let's go.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what we want. But there is a science to get a woman like Sarah to be comfortable, to be excited to run to her husband. And then there's a science to that man to where he's like, yo, I'm rooting for you. How do you, with your suggestion, talk to me. Y'all just going to be in on this conversation
right,
today. Y'all just going to be listening. Talk to me. Because I don't want a woman who is not doing much, because I don't think that woman can handle me.
Yeah.
Respectfully, I'm not saying that she's...
I don't think you'd respect her, to be honest.
Jesus, I didn't say all that.
No, I don't think that you would knowingly not respect her, but you respect work ethic, you respect results,
yes.
And the idea of, like, nothing's waking you up in the morning, nothing's exciting you, like, I don't know that you, like...
No.
I think you want to be cared for and nurtured.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that you want someone whose world revolves around you.
I mean,
no,
you're definitely not, because I've tried that.
Yeah.
And I've hurt ladies' hearts because I've dated them and I didn't feel that that was my one. And then I just leave because I was like, yeah, you're not doing anything that we can relate to. And I'm trying to be wise in what I'm saying.
Well, you know what it is? And this is what I think the science is.
Okay.
PT and I inspire one another.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I can see that.
When you are with someone who inspires you, it makes you want to become better.
Oh, Sarah, talk to me.
Like, when I say we inspire one another, I mean that if we were never in a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
who he is outside of me, who he is outside of my honor to love and to be with him and build a family with him inspires me. How do you find your unique lane in Los Angeles, coming from the background that you came from? How do you build this incredible community that is built on truth, mm-hmm. how do you then allow that to echo across the world? Like, how do you take something that is felt so hard and complicated as it relates to relationship with God and give it language and make it accessible? Mm-hmm. How do you create an environment where everyone feels included? The first time I met him, we went out to breakfast in Los Angeles. It was strictly platonic. Mm-hmm. My assistant was there. We were just talking. I think Derek, a mutual friend of ours, was there. Okay. When I left, I was like, I just met Trey Roberts. What a brilliant mind, because I was intrigued by who he was in the earth outside of ever wanting to be with him.
Yeah.
When you are with someone who inspires you, you can't compete with them.
That's what, see, Sarah, my God, this is so good.
Like you, it's, to compete with you would be to cut off your momentum in the earth.
Facts.
It would be to say that there is a part of me that wants to stop that momentum or to get ahead of that momentum. Mm-hmm. But to be inspired about it is to say that that momentum is so unique that I want it to be protected. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also want to make sure that I am a recipient of the grace that's on your life. You can't compete with something that makes you better. And so we are both strong personalities. Mm-hmm. And our daughter together is a reflection of that. But we're also one another's soft place. Mm. So people often wonder, like, how do two strong people work together? Because we're not strong all the time. And what makes the two strong people work together is I don't have to be strong all of the time. Mm. And he doesn't have to be strong all of the time. Mm. Because he knows if he taps me, I got you. Mm-hmm. And I know if I tap him, he's got me. And so I need his strength and he needs mine, but I also need his soft space.
So from the very beginning when you met PT, talk to me, don't worry about them.
Okay.
What is one thing that he did well that, I mean, I know you got several of them, right? But I'm talking, you talking to me.
Okay,
what is one
sure.
thing he did well, because I am an alpha male at every bit. I am trying to learn when not to be that strong man.
Are you ready?
Yeah, talk to me.
The first thing PT asked me on our first date is, how may I serve you?
Oh, okay. Love it.
And he really wanted to know how he could take his gifts, his talents, his resources, his perspective, and I'm going to say lay them at my feet in a way that would make me better. Like, I think that whatever I would have said that he would have been willing to offer to me, you know, maybe not without some qualifications, maybe not without some conversations, but it wasn't just one of those empty questions. He really wanted to know, which says to me that he saw his life as service to whoever he was dating.
Facts. Okay.
And I didn't have an answer because I was like, what? How may I serve you? Like, I'm used to like, what can I take from you? Or what can I get from you? How may I serve you? And it made me really have to dig to figure out what is it that I really want from a partner that would make me better. So I would say, but PT, I mean, he was straightforward with me about his intention.
Okay.
I never questioned whether or not whether or not he was all in. I have never, for one second, since our first date, questioned whether or not he was all in. And his all in didn't feel like it was predicated on my all in. And that's not to say that he was all in and I wasn't, but it was like he decided, like, I'm going all in. Mm-hmm. So we went on a date together in L.A., and then a few days later, he was like, you know, how do you feel about me flying to Dallas and taking you to dinner? And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you for real? And he was like, yeah, I'm a grown man. He's like, it'll be a lot of fun, but no games.
Yo, I like PT.
Me too.
Yo, my man. Yo, I'm a grown man.
He said a lot of fun, but no games.
Come on.
And he did. He went all in with me. And him going all in, I mean all in like his assistant would maybe call me like, hold on, my assistant's on the other phone. Now, I've come from toxic relationships, okay. and I'm still getting to know him. And right. so I don't even think that he intentionally did anything or did this, but he was like, hold on, my assistant's calling me. So he clicks over,
okay.
and then he merges the call. I'm on, like, I'm hearing a conversation with him and his assistant. His assistant doesn't know I'm on the phone just because he didn't want me to become, like, impatient waiting on him on the other line. So, but me, I know. I know.
What?
I mean, this wasn't, I think this was, but we went on this first date. We knew it was God. And so I would say this was maybe a month or so in where now we're just like talking every day. We're a part of one another's rhythm. So like, I never questioned like, is there some funny business with the assistant? Oh, like, it was nothing for him to bring me fully into his world.
Mm.
And that gave me so much safety that any walls that I had up, I let him down because he was such an obvious man of integrity, such an obvious man of integrity that literally I felt like I could marry him or I could miss out on everything I've ever wanted and more. Like I had my own home, I had my own children, I had a path that felt clear. I never wanted to marry again, but here comes this man that is treating me the way I always felt like I should be treated, but had given up on it existing at all. And now my biggest dilemma is, do I give up this idea of the woman I was becoming to marry this incredible man?
Wow.
Or do I stay in this world that I settled for as a result of heartbreak? Because I said that was an adjusted plan. Me as the strong single mother, Nevi, that was the adjusted plan based off of heartbreak.
Okay.
But he was always the vision.
Come on.
And now the vision is standing in front of me and I have to abandon the plan to jump into the vision. And I still became that woman, that I still became that strong, yeah. independent, intelligent, powerful woman that I thought I would be. But now I have a counterpart that can match my energy.
Mm.
And so he was all in.
Wow. I got to call BT.
He's got something to say.
He's never mentioned that part to me. That's why I say you need Manny Boff. I've been telling you that for like, how long?
You have. How old is Woman Evolve? You're probably about 5 and a half.
I'm serious. I'm like Sarah, get PT to do this because it's like, we don't have a lot of men, I would say healthy men, teaching men how to really evolve and mature. Because I know a lot of good men who make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can shorten those mistakes, speaking about me.
Sure.
If I had the right men, you know, in my life. No, I'm so grateful. I submit to my pastor and my best friend, Pastor Stephen Chandler, who is a very integral man, been married to one woman his whole life and never stepped out. And that's my guy. But I really do believe that because I'm like, how is that? Because it sucks over here in my world.
Well, you will be grateful when you have finished this journey that you did not marry from this place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't punish yourself for not getting there sooner.
I got something else I want to say, but we're live on the show. We're not going to talk about that one. So one more thing from you, Sarah. When we talk about you and Torrey coming together, I don't know how we got on this subject, but we're here. We'll talk about it. Talk to me about the power. How did your power go and grow, I would say, after you really got connected with PT?
Well, as a result of, I'm going to say first, the environment that he created for me to flourish,
okay.
that there was safety
mm-hmm.
in me being able to discover and present my anointing in a way that didn't feel like I had to abandon who I was.
Okay.
So, as you know, I was like great on panels
mm-hmm.
and I would tell my story
yeah.
and people would say that it was, you know, oh my gosh, thank you. Or I finally feel closer to God. And so I thought I will just tell my story. I'll write
mm-hmm.
and that'll be my path. When PT invited me to speak at one, I found a community of people that made it easy for me to not, you know, be T.D. Jakes Jr. when I preach. You know what I mean? It's hard if you've only known this version of me to know that there was a time where, like, I had a speech for you and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will say that he helped me to discover the voice of God, to trust my ear to hear from God, so that I could not just speak, but so that I could be challenged to grow and develop as the Holy Spirit was convicting me. I think that's one of the greatest gifts that he has given me. I will say the other hidden advantage of being a power couple with a power partner is that he has also given me permission to not be powered up all of the time. That finally, in him and in the safety of our relationship, I was able to power down and to lean into healing and vulnerability and growth that I would not have been able to tap into if I thought my whole life was about surviving and hustling.
Okay. Listen, I kind of regret not asking your husband on this show. Which I got so many questions for PT, but he's been on several times too. I may just fly out to where y'all are and just sit down.
That'd be great.
I think that'd be a great conversation because, you know, our show is really about building abundance, wellness, and freedom.
Yeah.
And what you two have done, you all have already built a legacy, which is why I genuinely, I'm only getting a camera. CJ, put me back on this main camera right here. I genuinely do apologize from the bottom of my heart, ladies. 5 years ago when I had a conversation with Sarah Jace questioning that, ladies, build. And ladies, do what God has called you to do. And brothers, build. Because one thing I have learned after really diving deep into the word, everything that is in Sarah was for Torre. And everything that Torre has is for Sarah and coming together. He just built that kingdom. So just build. Because Sarah, what y'all are building is just, it's just beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's not just beautiful, but it's impacting. I know you talk to women, but you impact men as well. You know, and I just want to say thank you. But we bought, you guys, 100 of Sarah's books. And we're going to be giving away to the ICS community, but then also we're going to be giving away to some of y'all as well. This is a book that I've read, and when I read it, I literally went to my therapist with two highlights in the book, like, yo, I need to talk about this because my sister convicted me about this. And she was like, I'm glad you asked me about this. Because I didn't want to force it on you. I thank you, Lord. And she's a Christian woman. And it is a book that I believe if you read and you apply what's in the book, read it. And don't just read it just to read it. No, read it and go back and read over some more chapters. I promise you this will impact your life. Sarah, last 5 minutes. Let's talk about the book.
Okay.
Why Power Moves? Like out of all the books that you've written,
yeah,
this is different.
Everyone keeps saying that to me.
But I have to say this, though. This is my favorite book.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the other one, Woman Evolved, I didn't read that. Not going to lie. Okay. You know, because I'm...
Maybe not the target demo.
Not the target demo, right?
You know. Should read it, though.
Woman Evolved?
Let me challenge you to read it.
Why should I read it?
Because as you are seeking to understand maybe a woman's journey, yes, and the woman who will be in your life, your mother's choices, yeah, and decisions, it could be insight into a woman's life that she may not have otherwise.
That's dope. I would do that. I read the book For Her Only. You ever heard that book?
No.
Yeah, so my therapist told me to read that book too.
Okay.
And it's a book they have for him only, for her only. For him only, I read and it tells me everything about us and understanding, right? Mm-hmm. But then also in that book, it tells me everything about a woman.
Okay.
And it was so uncomfortable to read that book.
I bet.
Because I was like, I've been messing up because I thought she had an attitude and really she was asking me for something that I just couldn't give her. Because I didn't understand it. So I'm going to read Woman Evolved.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you know. So we're going to check that out. But I need y'all to get power moves.
Right. I will say that for me, this book was about me noticing. I think at the time, the queen had died in England. We were going into an election year. So I was visibly watching power move. And also on social media, watching people try to figure out, how do I become a power player? How do I do power? And it just made me think that most people think that power is about arriving somewhere, mm-hmm, or getting something. But power is really about becoming in each of us, regardless of our follower count, our bank accounts, our fame, our inheritance of the power of God. And if we are not showing up in our power, then we are wasting our inheritance as children of God.
Yeah.
And so God's power is moving towards us, but getting stuck. It's getting clamped down by our fear, by our trauma, by people pleasing. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't still find a way to unclamp those things so that we could fill out. I'm almost thinking, I didn't use this analogy, but I wish I would have, but making water balloons.
Uh-huh.
And power flow or water flowing into that balloon, it doesn't even get to its full capacity unless that water is flowing into it. That is very much so what it's like when we embrace the reality that power is moving. When power begins to move in us, it changes our size, it changes our capacity, and all of a sudden we are someone that we never thought we could be because we connected with God's power and allowed it to fill us out.
Sarah, that's it right there.
I wish I had to put that in the book. I'm going, if we do a revised edition,
serious.
I'm going to use that tonight.
You need to, because you just literally painted the whole picture of the book, right?
Yeah.
It's like we haven't reached where we need to go because we haven't allowed power to flow through.
Power moves.
And when it just flows and it moves through, we're expanding. But some of us, and not just this the preacher side of me.
Go ahead.
We have the balloon closed.
Mm-hmm.
And God is trying to send power.
Yeah.
But we won't let it in.
Yeah.
And I think that's me sometimes.
The other thing is, oftentimes we look at the size of who a person is.
Yeah.
And we think that we can get a formula to help us get that size. But you're looking at who I am. You're not looking at what's inside of me. Because if you really understood what was inside of me, you would understand what you're looking at.
Yes, ma'am.
As a result of what took place in me.
Y'all, listen, we're going to put Sarah's book inside of the show description. If you want a copy of one of the 100 books that we purchased, and if we need to buy more, y'all know me, I'll get you some more. This is the first time I ever bought a bulk of the book. And the reason being is because I promise you, this is the only book that has made me want to go to therapy.
Mm.
And well, I've been going to therapy. Y'all know that. But this is a book that has made me question some things inside of therapy. And it blessed me that much to where I was like, yo, I just got to sow a seed back into my sister and her vision and what she's doing. And so to get a copy of it, if you want to get one, I want you to write down one thing you loved about today's show. Really, when it was about Sarah, again, just checking me on myself. And that's fine, you know, because that's what happens when Sarah gets on. And that's totally fine. But I really want to know, what is one thing you learned about me, I guess, or about, you know, just power moving? And then Michelle, she will pick one and we'll get that book sent out to you. But Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to the table in person. You're in town tonight to do, she got two shows in D.C. Come on, Sarah. Yeah, D.C., I love y'all. Could y'all show up in D.C. area? So enjoy yourself tonight, y'all. Get a copy of the book. Check it out. We'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.